Get naked with the Can Man.
Uh-oh.
The Can Man.
Live from Canville's musty basement,
right.
It's the Can Man Show.
Welcome to the Can Man Show. Geeky, nerdy fun with four guys I know. Chad, Kevin, Butters, Jamie, and Tim. I just can't wait for the show to begin. Welcome to the Can Man Show. 50 episodes down and more to go. I just can't wait for the show to begin. I have so much fun listening. Nerdgasm. The Can Man Show is a coming right at you. Geeky, nerdy fun with a guest interview. Come here to get news or chat with Butters the Stalker, or get your weekly fill of that Luke Skywalker. They're a lovable, huggable group of guys. The ladies be melting when we be walking by. Discussing the movies, the updates on sci-fi. The strong and handsome and sometimes shy, but always fly. Sometimes shy, the Can Man guy.
Hey, that's me. I'm the Can Man guy. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Can Man Show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield. Joining me tonight, as always, is my best friend in the whole wide world, Kevin Kappas. How you doing, Kevin?
Pretty good, Chad. How's it going?
Pretty good. Also at the table, back after his 4 weeks on, 4 weeks off, Brian Butters Bodensteiner. How you doing, Butters?
Well, what's up, Chadley?
Oh, not much. How's the love life?
Personal.
It's good. Been on good, and good, off. Good. On and off.
I am supposed to talk about my penis, though.
You're not supposed to?
I am.
Oh, okay.
She said it was okay to tell everyone to cast a shadow.
That was four like more 6 weeks ago.
Four more weeks of my penis.
Nice. And then back in the back of the room, I'm going to come back to you last.
Okay.
Back in the back of the room, Dan, who now has a nickname, Dantastic Alpers.
Thank you.
And,
I like that one. I'll go
Corey,
with that one.
The straight one, Jordan. I almost called you Osborne.
And balls. Cock, which kind of makes balls. That a little weird since I'm the token straight guy for the show.
So you'd be the cock thing because that's straight?
Huh.
Huh. Weird. So, yeah, I hope you guys had a good week. I know I sure did.
Dantacular.
It was Dantacular. Dantastic.
Some might say it was a Dantastic week, but...
It was. It was pretty good. I had a great time. Falling around Chuck Kavanaugh and the Sop It Episode crew. Have not put together that episode yet. I need to get some time to do it. And then I will slap together the annual St. Patrick's Day episode, which will be, you know, as per usual... Couple weeks late.
So what kind of an outfit was he rocking that day?
Was Chuck rocking?
Yeah.
Picture Chuck. Red hair. Looks like Keith Urban. He was wearing a tan leather jacket from 1974. It was leather. But it was one that you would have seen at the disco.
Mm-hmm.
He was wearing orange pants.
I saw him walking by the bus stop,
yeah.
Which I thought was... kind of funny.
and he had these 1970s Florsheims, Florsheim shoes. And I go, Chuck, you know you were going to be running around all day. Why aren't you wearing tennis shoes? He goes, it's not about feeling good, Chad. It's about looking good. And I said, all right, Chuck.
The proper response to that is groovy.
Also,
groovy.
He's like, I can't feel my feet anyway.
So. Yeah, I can't feel my feet. But he bought beer all day. So that was good. We started out as per usual we didn't start this year at 5:30 in the morning. Thank goodness. First they did their radio spot on KZIA with Rick Scott, Waterboy, and Claire. And then he picked me up and we went to Riley's Cafe on First Avenue for breakfast. As per usual, Riley's Cafe breakfast was delicious. Had steak and eggs, and he decided to get their Shamrock shakes there, which I think are registered trademarks of McDonald's, but
yeah,
Riley's had a Shamrock shake, which is like a mint chocolate.
Did it have flavor to it?
Oh, it was delicious.
Oh, see, Shamrock shakes out of McDonald's is vanilla with green food coloring.
A little bit of mint's in there,
mint in there. McDonald's put some bubble gum in there.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Put an icebreaker in there.
But Chuck bought that too. Chuck is the man. Then from there we went down to the Copacabana or the Copacabana, whatever. Wow, that's where they do the staging of the play of the parade floats.
Yep.
And then Chuck and I immediately left there and went to the Tycoon, where we had we shared a couple Guinnesses, and then went over to.
Damn right, we shared a couple Guinnesses,
and then stepped down to the downtown district. I was hoping to get an interview with Quinn Pettifer like I did last year, but she was not in. So I went around the corner to Theater Cedar Rapids, and got a private tour of the facilities. And I gotta say, the new building. This is the first time I went in there. I had tears in my eyes. It's that awesome.
Didn't they take over the jewelry store?
Well, they own the whole building. They own the whole building. So the jewelry store is now kind of a lounge area.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
They never
Can you still get jewelry there?
No. Oh. No, you can't. You sure can lounge there.
Oh,
And look at other people's jewelry.
They now have two places where they can perform now in the theater. They have the main stage, and downstairs they have a new black box theater. I forgot the name of it. That has a whoever sponsored it, the name, but it's going to be really awesome. It's not 100% complete, but got to check that out. The new dressing rooms are awesome. The stage is beautiful. It was just for someone who loves that stage and being on it. It was cool to be back on that stage just to walk around on it. So after that, we went down to DC's Riverwalk Pub. And had a couple Guinnesses with Waterboy from KZIA. He's a bartender there. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but
probably
well.
Not.
But he bartends there sometimes, I think. But so we had
Maybe
a couple
he just
Guinnesses there.
He bartends out there.
Yeah, I think so.
Gets behind the counter.
Think so. Then went over to Matt Blake's restaurant, Dublin City. His dad, Jimmy Blake, did an interview with him. He's probably the most Irishman you'll ever meet.
Well, here anyway.
Yeah, here. He just a great guy. I can't wait to play the interview with him. Then had a couple of Guinnesses there, and then met up with you guys for lunch.
Yep.
And had their pizza again. I love their pizza. What did you get?
I just got like some chips and a black and tan.
Oh yeah, black and tan. I had and the Guinness. And then what'd you have up there? I know
we
your
had
dad.
A pizza.
Oh, you had a pizza.
Yep.
What'd you think of the pizza?
You know, it was actually really good. It had that that brick oven flavor. There's kind of that
I like
smokiness.
I really like their sweet sauce.
At least it didn't have the muddy water flavor. downtown.
No. My buddy, Brent Ramos, his construction company, did the remodel of the restaurant. I talked to him a little bit about that. I didn't get an actual interview with him, but they did a great, great job. It looks beautiful. You would never be able to tell that it was underwater.
Everything down there ended up looking pretty good.
Looking great. From there, by the time I made it, I went up to KCRG. They were supposed to interview Chuck, but they blew him off. So we went to the judges' stand, which is clear on the other side of the parade route. Mm-hmm. Got to hang out with Michael O'Dwyer on St. Patrick's Day while he called off some of the parade floats. Made my way across to back to the Copa again, Copacabana, whatever. And
that used to be a safari lounge.
Went right to Mahoney's Irish Pub in the Irish district over by the Dairy Queen on 16th Street. By your house. By Butter's house. And in there, I cannot believe they could get so many people packed in that little bar. It was full frontal contact on it. You got to know the person in front of you and behind
and
you very well. Well, no, you didn't have to pay for it, but you had to pay for the beer. And we had some Guinness there. And then went back to the Five Seasons Center, the Crown Plaza, whatever they call it now, and had some more beers there and then some corned beef and cabbage, which was delicious, by the way. So it was a heck of a St. Patrick's Day. Then made it home about 4 o'clock and was going to go hear Wild Nept play, but didn't go.
I took your place, Chad. Good times.
Speaking of Wild Nept, I talked to George last night.
Cool.
I ran into him at the grocery store.
Was he still drunk?
No, he wasn't drunk.
No, they weren't drinking too bad at the show.
But no, this was last night I ran into George.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking if he was still drunk.
No, No. But ran into him at Hy-Vee last night and asked him if they would want to be on the show because the email address I had was not a good one. Now I have his good email address. He said, yes, if you want to be on the show.
Cool.
So someday in the near future, I will have Wild Nept on the show, knock on wood-like substance. So, woohoo!
See, it's funny. You went for your head on that because I always go for the crotch when I say that.
Yeah, I'm not hard.
That's, not mine.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that's because my prosthetic.
Yeah. So anyway, that was a that was
fine. It'll last for years.
A boring list of what I did on St. Patrick's Day, but that's what I did. The rest of the week, did a lot of fun stuff. Checked out a movie.
A movie? Did you check out?
Checked out a movie.
Checked out a movie
from the library.
No. Went to the movie theater with my daughter Zoe
Looked
and my
at
wife.
The movie and went,
we saw Diary of a Wimpy Kid, which I thought was phenomenal. It was really fun. Movie for it's for kids. It's based on a series of books, same title, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, which are extremely popular with like
Wimpy Kids
8 to 12 year olds. And it basically
it's actually
follows...
popular with the bullies because they know how to pick on them. Then,
well, the...
like, what's their vulnerabilities?
the movie was cool. It had a lot of great one liners, and I think the kids will be quoting them for years. Kind of like with us, Monster Squad, Wolfman's got nards. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So can you quote any?
Yeah, I can quote.
Okay, go ahead.
And this one was in the trailer, too. It was the geekiest kid of them all says, do you want to see my special freckle? It has a hair in it. And it was
I'll be quoting
that. I thought it was awesome.
You could fit that into anything, though.
I have a cancerous mole. It has a hair.
Melanoma.
I'm going to see a dermatologist.
It has a hair in it.
Don't
I don't know. It was
see
pretty
a
good.
Doctor about that.
And then
you could almost apply that to anything, though. Like, you get your plate at the restaurant. And you can go, would you like to see my bangers and mash?
It's got a hair in it.
Exactly.
There's the line right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got a hair in it. Forget the rest. The mole has nothing to do with anything, or the freckle, or whatever it is, the cancerous polyp, and it's all about.
I think if I said that,
really,
the next dermatologist visit, they'd.
That's kind of gross.
That is awful.
Something like that. But okay. Anyway.
Is there anything better than that? Or?
Is that all you got?
Well, no, that's what we did that day.
So you can't remember anything else.
Well, I can remember all sorts of stuff. Oh, quotes.
Yeah. You're saying it's a highly quotable movie.
It is.
So.
There's lots of little quotes in there. The other quote was, you've got the cheese hand. You'll have to see the movie to understand that one, or read the book.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got the cheese hand.
That is a movie I'm pretty sure I'm not going to say.
Yeah, the cheese hand, is that the back of the cheese hand?
No.
This reminds me
of an open
cheese hand.
I don't know. I like
Is the cheese hand strong?
Yeah, it's like the pimp hand. Yeah. Right.
I honestly find it unlikely that I will be seeing Avatar, so I don't really think that one's.
Yeah.
Wow. You're going to see Avatar?
Probably not.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid was, if you want to reminisce about your first year in junior high,
Avatar is?
That's what it is.
I had no intention of watching the new Star Trek movie.
You haven't seen this new Star Trek
either.
I did.
I was grabbed by a guy named Nick Chase and tied to a chair and gagged, which, by the way, is a good thing to do if I'm going to watch a movie with you. If you've never done it before, you want to have that good heavy gag on me.
So you're one of those people.
Yeah, I'm black.
Don't you go in there!
Don't you go
Shoot him! Shoot him!
God damn it, Spock! Turn around!
Uh-oh.
No,
you're effed now. You dropped your gun.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Nice. What's a Nubian?
What's a Nubian? So,
wow.
What movie did you see this weekend, Kevin?
What I see?
Yeah.
I saw New Moon.
New Moon. Oh, boy.
You didn't say that quickly enough. Yeah. We can understand you.
Are you sure Corey and the other Corey's
Kevin,
the gay one?
Raise your voice an octave just a bit so we can take your man card
New
away,
Moon.
Please.
New Moon.
It was my first Blu-ray that I got to play on my PlayStation 3.
And your
Blu-ray
my Chris and my,
didn't turn purple or pink or
it
whatever.
Started sparkling.
Did it start
sparkling?
Yeah, glittering.
It started sparkling.
Little rainbow shoot off of it.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So which team is your Blu-ray player
slippers.
On there, Kevin?
Edward
or
Team Edward? Jesus Christ! Yeah, actually, my wife was Team Edward.
I think he's Team Jacob.
Who the hell is Jacob?
Jacob's the werewolf.
Is he the werewolf?
Jacob
Edward's
is the teenage
the
boy who walks
around
with a shirt a lot.
That's all of them, isn't
he's
it?
He's not a werewolf.
Well, no,
he's
a lycan. Wear shirts because they're all pale and
yeah,
because
they're yeah.
I've been told that they are not werewolves. They are not your traditional.
They're shape changers.
They're shape changers.
Are they lycanthropes?
No, they look like wolves, don't they?
Yeah,
and
they
for
look
anyone
like big, huge timber wolves.
There is a huge difference between shapeshifters and werewolves.
Like they're Odo. Absolutely.
Is there werewolves
that
in True Blood?
Yeah, I think they ought to keep Jacob in a
it'll
bucket
be
at night.
Season 3 or 4 this year. Start watching that. Oh, God, it's so good. It's like porn with fangs, man.
What is?
True Blood.
True Blood.
Oh, yeah. I got the second disc of season 1.
Huh?
Yeah. Anna Paquin.
Do they sparkle?
No.
No.
No, they burst into flames.
Yeah. Oh, really? And then after that,
I haven't
they
gotten
burst
that far.
Into this slimy red junk, and it gets everywhere.
I've only seen 2 episodes.
I've gotten like 4 episodes in.
Oh, it's great. It's
is it Netflix?
Yeah, it's I got the I got disc 2 right now.
Yeah. Oh, it's not instant?
First season. No.
I like where they destroyed the trailer at the first part of it.
Yeah. That was like the second episode, wasn't it?
Made it look like an accident. Yeah, a tornado picked it up.
Yeah, a tornado hit.
You know, next time you do that, just remember that tornadoes, they kind of leave a track.
They
a trail.
Skip. They don't just get one trailer and go away.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
175, huh? You only lived on the planet for 175 years. You were alive during the Civil War. You've never seen a tornado?
Yeah, he's new.
Okay. Have you been locked in a coffin all this time? Crazy vampires.
Good, clean fun.
There's crazy vampires like on True Blood. And then there's crazy vampires.
Like on Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No!
Oh.
Oh, don't even.
I love the Buffy show.
We're not going
movie.
Movie.
I loved the Buffy movie, too.
Or the Vampire Diaries.
Yeah. Kristen Swanson, man. That was her name, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
She was freaking hot.
She was.
She was awesome as Buffy. And the best, I've said this before, the best movie death scene ever is
Paul
when Paul Reubens gets killed.
Just before that, didn't he tell his fellow vampires to kill them a lot?
I love it.
See, now that's a quotable scene.
It's because that was it was written by Joss Whedon.
Well,
yes,
the first
he wrote the
draft
script for the movie. Yeah.
The first,
oh, and then
it was rewritten for Hollywood.
Hit
but I don't know. I liked that movie when I was a kid.
I loved it.
So much beautiful, beautiful entertainment comes out of that man's head.
Yeah, my daughter Zeta is addicted to Dr. Horrible's sing along blog, and when we were watching it the other day, she figured out that she has this little plastic horse, that the horse is Bad Horse, and she's like, "Oh my gosh, I gotta get Bad Horse! I gotta get Bad Horse!" So she's totally freaking out, wanting to get Bad Horse while they're singing the Bad Horse, Bad Horse, you know that little song, yeah. Yeah. The Thoroughbred of Sin. Yes. So I can't believe my little 4-year-old picked up on that. So way to go, little geek girl. Yeah. So is Cordy a little geek or what?
Cordy's a geek for Michael Jackson right now. She kind of has her phases.
We've damaged Amy, just so you know.
Wonderful.
We've damaged whom?
Mrs. Doyle.
How?
Her
ears are bleeding. That's
didn't
good.
Say anything about...
We were talking about Twilight.
Certain... Oh, yes. That would do it. Yep.
She a Twilight fan?
No!
No. Okay, no. So no, Amy's not a Twilight fan.
No, it's kind of like... You feel like you want to burst into flames when you're like a Buffy fan or anything like that when you walk into like True or a Hot Topic.
Yeah.
Why? Because the place is just littered with
new moon?
Nothing but... New
vampire
stuff,
you know. It's the place is
fills.
The whole topic. They're a bunch of goth people, aren't they? The people
no,
that
they're
started
mall
it.
Goth people.
Mall
There's
goth,
a
right?
Mall goth.
Well, yeah, but that's where the goth people
Magoth.
Buy their clothes.
That's where the mall goth people
is that
buy
a lighter
clothes.
Black instead of mall lighter black.
Is it, is it gray instead of black?
No, mall goth is
pixels aren't quite
just
that
whatever
good.
You can get at Hot Topic. Real goth people.
Go dig it up out of the cemetery?
They go dig it up out of the cemetery or from a place called Trash Can Annie's or the place down in Iowa City, Ragstock.
Okay.
Or they sew it themselves with lots of zippers.
That's right. In the case of one of my children, they take whatever they have, spray paint it black, and wear it.
Nice.
Yeah. I saw a goth chick in a sewing place once, and I'd never seen so many zippers on a pair of pants before in my life.
The zipper section of the store just shakes in fear when
she's like approaching. She's holding zippers up to her coat.
When,
like, oh,
when I'm shaking
God,
my zipper, people run
zippers
usually.
Well, if you had like 17
zippers,
just think of how much longer it would take.
No kidding. Well, back when the day, you know, when parachute pants were cool. Do you remember parachute pants?
They're not anymore.
I remember all 3 days of those were cool.
Yeah, I had some. And I had one of those belts that you had to wrap around your waist like 10 times before. And at the same time, I wore like six Swatch watches.
You have to, one of those bracelets you snap on your wrist?
Yeah. Yeah, I had one of those too.
Did you wear your suspenders around your butt? And...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I wore three.
Sorry, earlier jeans.
Speaking of dressing 80s.
The suspenders around the butt.
Oh, yeah.
When we were at the movie theater, the Werenberg.
I've always wanted to do that.
We were there, and on the hot tub time machine takes place in the 80s. This week at Werenberg, they're having a 80s
costume
contest.
Oh.
Dress like you're from the 80s. The thing that scares me is I don't think there's anybody that works at the movie theater that was alive in the 80s.
Yep.
Well, except for the managers.
My daughter works there, and she was born in 92.
Yeah, my son was born in 91 and works there.
All, I think, in that age range.
Yeah, they never experienced the Back to the Future in the theater. These kids don't even know what Star Wars is.
Get off my lawn!
Exactly.
But they've all seen Wedding Singer, so.
Oh, boy. That's perfect.
The definition of the
Some 80s of them aren't even old enough to have seen Wedding Singer. That's all I'm saying.
So when is this costume contest?
It's this week. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I believe.
Is it open for everybody?
Wow. I think it's open to everybody. It's at it's from 7 to 11 p.m. at Werenberg, I think is what it says. It's if you drive past the Werenberg in Cedar Rapids on the east side of town, it's the only one in town. It's on the window in their main lobby.
So you get something for dressing up 80s style?
I think there's a hot tub in the lobby. I don't know if they're giving that away, but
you get a cassette.
You sign up for that hot tub and they'll
get
a walk.
You get Milli Vanilli on tape.
Somebody's mixtape with.
Okay, did you just say
Duran?
Yeah, if you sign up to win, that's what they're going to try and do is try and sell you a timeshare. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I'm glad people pay attention to me on the show.
I wasn't sure it was a timeshare machine.
Yeah. Friday night, went through the Frightmare Forest building, the Circle of Ash building. They've got the maze up. It is pretty awesome. Pretty
was it
awesome.
Amazing?
Not quite amazing.
Amazing.
It's awesome. We went through it in the dark. And that was pretty scary because there's stuff like
to bump into
not
stuff.
Lit up. And yeah, we bumped into stuff. And
live electrical outlets.
Yeah, just a couple
of
live.
Homeless
those.
People.
Spinning
there are no
you
homeless people
kind of
in there. But there are ghosts,
but,
supposedly.
You know, the thing about walking through a
where
building
where is it
like
now?
That,
it's down.
You don't have
it's
to
It's across
worry
the street
it.
From Ben's Beverage Depot. It's kind of catty corner from there.
Oh, so you can pick up a beverage and then
no,
walk over there?
No, they don't want you drunk in the Circle of Ash. In fact, they'll kick you out. But but it's coming along really well. I found out that they are an official Freedom Festival event.
That's right.
So they'll be open in July for the Freedom Festival.
Late June or early July.
Yep. So
wow, that should be interesting.
So it'll be patriotic ghosts?
Yeah. Red, white, and dead.
Red, white, and boo.
My stream just died. Can you type in there? The stream died. I'm not going to reset it tonight. We're just going to go.
What, for fear that we won't start recording?
Can they hear us?
Yeah. I don't know. It's gone. All right, hit refresh and see if it comes back up. Because it looks like it's still going up there.
We're talking about this stupid thing.
Oh, that's too bad. The ghosts are angry.
Yeah, it talked about the ghosts and then the stream crashed.
Somebody stepped on a mattress buried in the ground.
That's it.
We're tripped over a root.
Well, in there, it's a cement floor.
We're stepped into the swamp.
There's nobody that's going to be stepping on a mattress in the floor there.
Well, I know.
But I sure miss those days, dude.
Well, I do, too.
That was
I remember
a lot of work to bury a mattress. All right,
so the feed is still up. Great. We just lost it here.
Remember the night I had to chase down a girl because she was running away from somebody the opposite direction of what she was supposed to. She was running straight for the swamp.
Nice.
And
oh yeah!
I
did
think
she
I
get
saved
in
her about 4 feet away. It was close.
The swamp, back in the back of the Frightmare Forest. If you never went there while it was still at the forest, they had this awesome little pond.
But it looked like it was full of radioactive sludge.
Yeah, it was
really
nasty.
Did. But it was all natural.
Yeah,
all natural sludge.
Radioactive sludge.
Yeah. That's right.
No, we didn't put anything
nobody put
in.
Anything in there except for what God created.
That's what God created.
Yeah, radioactive sludge.
Yeah,
just
with some lights, it looked really nice and green.
Oh,
and
yeah, it was pretty awesome. And then I had that hand.
The hydraulic
that went up.
Hand.
Yeah, it was made out of a
glove filled with spray foam. Yeah.
But the actuator, all it was a door opener closer.
Oh, really?
That's all it was. And
giving away all of our
secrets. Is that why your garage doesn't close?
that's why my garage doesn't close now. But it was just like a sliding door, like a screen door actuator.
Tie a string to it.
Yeah, and then when I wanted to come up, I let go of the string and came up.
Yep.
The cheap, easy effects gets it done. Went through there again, and it was pretty awesome. Frightmare Forest, Circle of Ash. Be sure you check them out. Then
I believe you can follow Circle of Ash on Twitter at Circle of Ash.
I think you can.
What is Circle of Ash? I mean, what's the significance of that?
I think it's the day Jesus rose.
Circle of
well,
Ash.
Not Jesus. The
oh, wait, that's when you put your...
The phoenix.
That's Ash Wednesday. Oh, I'm confused.
There's a couple different things. There's the phoenix that rises out of the ashes. Then there's the...
The bubonic plague?
Well, yeah, there's that, too. The ring that's, around the rosy. Yeah.
Somebody dropped
the ashes. Ashes all fall down. Yeah. There's a reference to... In demonology, to capture a demon, you put a circle of ash on the ground when you summon them, and
it contains.
So, but
yeah,
they
that
never
doesn't always work.
Yeah, no. But I'm just saying that's
that, never worked for me.
Being the DM, that doesn't
I never get around
work.
Enough.
But that's a story in the paranormal community.
A
that's,
circle of ashes.
You're not supposed to use cigarette ash.
I'm talking from the point of view of a DM. I'm just
you know how many
glad to be here.
But I'm just saying that those.
You know how many cigarettes you have to smoke to get that big circle big enough for a demon?
That's the circle of butts. That's a different demon.
Oh, that's the Marvel Man.
Okay. Yeah. He sounds like that.
So yeah,
he
anyway.
Sounds like this actually.
Yeah, like this.
You called.
Yeah. So,
hello. Welcome to the circle of.
It's what keeps the smoke monster away and lost.
Say, Luke,
yes,
I am
keeps
your
the
father.
Smoke monster away and lost.
Yeah.
Luke, I am your father.
Luke, I am your father.
Oh, jeez.
So, what night was it that we went out to supper, Kevin?
Saturday
night.
Yep.
Kevin was my hot date. We went to the Londoner.
So they put a chair in between them so that they...
Let's start with the positives, Kevin, of our trip to the Londoner. We were able to sit together, which was nice. We went about 7 o'clock. That was good.
We were able to sit together.
Jesus, you got low expectations. We got to sit together.
Was it just you and Kevin, or did you bring
Kevin,
your SOs?
It was my wife and my girls and his wife and his
boy,
daughter.
Boy, girl, boy, girl.
All right, so you weren't actually sitting next to each other.
No, we're sitting across each other so we could play footsie.
Did you have the gay chair?
No, we had the kids.
A gay booster chair.
But looking at the menu, there is nothing over $9.99. The most expensive thing on here... is $9.89, which is what I had. I had the fish and chips, two pieces, the king size.
Two bits.
And I gotta say, I didn't quite care for it. There was no flavor to it. And then people say, well, that's the way
that's
it
British
is
cooking.
With British cooking.
Well, you put tartar sauce on it.
So the Londoners
they didn't
not
boil
gonna
it,
be...
did they?
It didn't even taste like fish.
That's why the best restaurants in Britain are actually French food.
Yep.
So the Londoner is not going to be sponsoring the show anytime soon.
No. Well, no, that recipe I wasn't too keen on. However, the shepherd's pie you say was delicious.
Yeah, my wife had the shepherd's pie. That was really tasty and looked really cool. Just how you expect, you know, with the pastry.
But that's Irish.
They do the
yeah, it is an
Irish
dish. But can I get a cup of that tea? Is
yes.
There?
Oh, hold on, love.
But.
It's British.
It's British.
But no, I was kind of disappointed.
Not it's not gay. It's British.
Same thing.
But what I was kind of disappointed with is I got...
Where's a cup? Draw this one.
Oh, I got one.
Let's see. I got the Big Ben breakfast, which was a traditional English breakfast. Bangers, cottage bacon, fried egg, grilled tomato, baked beans, and fried bread. I found out fried bread is toast.
I don't think that's right.
Toast isn't
I think fried.
Fried
bread is fried bread. I think that the lady was...
I don't think she knew what the hell she was talking about.
She had no idea. She wasn't English.
And then they don't give you cottage bacon.
No, they
gave... They said bacon was too hard to get.
The cottage bacon was too hard to get.
Here in Iowa, it's really hard to
get
bacon.
They gave him a little piece
of Canadian
bacon.
We have a lot of pigs in Iowa. I think
it's the number one pork state in the country.
Oh, no. Cottage bacon isn't made from pig. It's made from...
Cottages?
Cottages.
It's made from what?
It's from the Irish.
Yeah, but what is it made of? Irish?
Irish.
Is it like... Is it like Soylent Green?
It's made
it's
from
people. Yeah, whatever.
People like Tom.
So it tastes
Hello,
like potatoes?
Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Tom.
And then they had a grilled tomato, which I found was not what you would expect.
It was
a grilled tomato.
Nice.
I like my tomatoes
you know,
fried.
Throw a tomato on a grill for a second and then eat it.
They turn brown if you
it's
fry them.
It's kind of with
right.
Kathy Bates.
It's yeah.
I'm all about that Kathy Bates.
It's kind of mushy, actually.
After
that's what it is. It's
with
not,
your circle of ash.
I don't know why you would eat that for breakfast. I don't get that.
Your stomach's just waking up, man. But, you got to give it a chance to digest.
But no, they gave me, instead of bacon, they gave me Canadian bacon. Which was in the shape of round circles.
Which is
so it looked like pepperoni.
It
was about the size of a piece of Canadian bacon.
What they did is they went to the Hy-Vee and got a big Hormel thing of Canadian bacon.
These slabs,
exactly.
It was like, come on, that's like, not even English. It's Canadian, which is French. The bastards.
They were half-assing it, is what it started to feel like.
So in other words, it wasn't that good of an experience.
But it was very busy. It was a Saturday night, and they're new. So I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, especially if the shepherd's pie was good.
We ordered
the kids macaroni and cheese, and it was supposed to come with fries. The fries never showed up, but they charged us for the whole dinner.
And then I realized that I never got fries with her meal the first time that I went, which was on Wednesday.
They're too difficult to get a hold of. We're too far from Idaho.
I had fries with
they actually ran out of fries on Wednesday when I went in there.
So they were out of chips.
They're out of chips, yeah.
Yeah, chips. Fries or chips.
Yeah. So,
but we're really close to Idaho. In fact, many people confuse us with Idaho.
So why didn't they just actually go buy some potato chips? And you're like, I thought chips were fries. I mean, it says chips, you dumbass.
I mean, Hy-Vee. I could have ran to Hy-Vee. It's that close to that place. So
it's 3 blocks away.
But one of the things I still want to try, even though, you know, I went after the lady too.
Yeah, he did. He's like all pissed off. He's like, okay, we didn't get a fries. And what is this bacon? This is not cottage bacon. This is Canadian bacon. What's up with this crap?
And then your wife got charged
for a full-size chef salad when she ordered a
side salad.
It's full again. Yeah.
I don't think the girl knew what she was doing.
I mean, it was riddled with the inaccuracies.
The other thing, that bugged me was that if you got a tattoo on your neck, don't try and cover it up with a big Band-Aid. I don't care.
Is that what she was doing
with
that?
Yeah, you got a big Band-Aid, or it's a hickey. It's either a hickey or a tattoo on your neck.
Or it could be a server has a hickey. Give them the benefit.
Well, she might have got a malignant growth taken off.
Well, she might have. Okay, but
maybe she had a freckle with a hair in the middle of it.
Maybe she didn't have a neck.
It was in the opportunity.
It's got a hair in it.
Spot. And it probably said "Bukaki wanker."
Yeah.
It was a polyp.
Probably said British.
Okay. Exactly. Are we doing?
No,
that
no,
now?
No. Just done now. I'm done now.
You're done.
I'm done. I'll bagak it.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah. So,
as he drinks his British tea.
But the one thing that I kind of want to still try...
They have strong feelings about this restaurant.
They do. Are those British better?
I don't think I'll be eating there.
I thought I liked it. The more I think about it, I don't know.
From what I've heard so far, how you do like it. You haven't said one good thing about it.
I said that we got in there.
Shepherd's
pie.
Shepherd's pie was awesome.
Right.
The Guinness came in a Guinness
How English is that?
It's Irish. And it came in a Guinness pint. And it was cold, and it was good.
Kevin, what drink did you order?
Almost like they should become an Irish eatery
instead of
a British
eatery. And a black and tan again.
Because in Irish, they sit by each other.
I was easy. I mean, you make shepherd's pie, and then you boil everything else. And
to go back to St. Patrick's Day.
First off,
go ahead.
No, I ordered a black and tan. She goes, what's that?
Oh.
It's like, oh my God. In an Irish, or English pub.
In an English pub.
Nice.
So I go tell the bartender, he'll know.
She wasn't English, was she?
No.
I hope not.
No, which is bad.
She rubbed up against one, I imagine. There's
an English guy that works at Walmart.
Yes.
He's the greeter.
Yes, I've seen him.
I love that guy. Because I'll walk in and be Scottish, and he knows. Having a day, are we?
does it kind of step back?
Top of the day. Lucky Charms and all.
Yeah, Frosty Lucky Charms.
Why is it
magically delicious?
All right, so go ahead, finish.
But have you ever heard of a Scotch egg?
I have not. I imagine it's alcoholic in some way.
No, it's not. It's actually a nibble.
It's held together with
it's
Scotch
a nibble.
Tape.
It's a nibble.
Okay.
Or appetizer in English.
It's a broken egg they put back together.
No, here's the description for it. It's a hard-boiled egg wrapped in English pork sausage, then breaded and deep-fried golden brown.
Good God.
That sounds just sounds like my arteries want to clog up and die.
You're not allowed to eat that slow, are you? Because you would die.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It would coagulate on the way down.
It's like bacon-wrapped sausage. If you eat them slow enough, your heart actually starts to slow down.
Nice.
Or KFC.
Rich creamery.
And they do have egg mayonnaise.
Push it through.
I quit eating KFC because I started having
shit. I'm not going to have a heart attack today.
No. Damn it. Restart. Come on.
Not gonna get me today. Oh,
mirror, I still through. Got hash browns, cornbread.
mac and cheese.
Bangers and mash. But I did have bangers and mash. That was pretty good the Wednesday when I was there.
The picture you took, Christina said it looked like a pile of poop on a plate with peas around it.
And wieners.
I'm going to run upstairs and hear.
That's what she said. And so it was a pile of mashed potatoes and gravy with sausages on it. And then around it, green peas.
With gravy over it.
And gravy. Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was good.
Gravy made it better.
I mean, caramel's my number one topping, but gravy is my number two.
Ooh, mm-hmm.
You could replace bacon. The
gravy with
my
caramel.
Number one topping.
They don't got bacon there. Sorry,
it's a common.
Yeah,
it's round circles of Canadian stuff.
I'm still going back to the bacon.
They say bacon.
I like that when she said, "It's too hard to get."
Yeah, cottage bacon, too hard to get.
I mean,
it is Iowa after all.
Yeah,
you only have to go like 10 yards to find a pig.
Yeah.
Or somebody one in Cedar Rapids somewhere. I mean,
yeah,
there's a big cement one.
Yeah, no, it's gone now. They moved it.
Yeah, they finally moved it. Picked it up and moved it.
Yeah.
Why?
Brian moved to Center Point, so we took it with him.
Confuse Rockwell.
Oh, that went up on the
35th and Old Marion Road, yep. Oakland Road.
Could you imagine moving day?
Yeah.
Beep, beep. Yeah, well, no, we ain't leaving the pig here for the people. I mean,
the guy who
what if they
owned
sold
the
house under with, that presumption?
This is a stipulation.
I bought this house because of the pig.
Yeah.
No, the guy that owned the pig,
they took
Brian,
the pig?
He bought. He's the BVS. They do bank videos. He's one of the producers, directors there, I think. At least he was a couple years ago.
Oh.
But he owns the pig, and he took it with him when he moved to Center Point.
They got one thing here called Nick's Wings.
Yeah, Nick, I think, owns the place.
Oh, was that Nick that wandered
the
by?
The front, yeah. So often. They're on the cover, says who owns it.
Yeah, its proprietors are...
Doug and Marilyn.
So
it wouldn't be Nick.
No,
Marilyn.
Nick's just a dude.
Maybe it should be Doug's bacon. Wings instead of Nick's Wings.
Well, so on a scale of 1 to 5.
In British, doesn't Nick mean stolen? Are they free?
I just don't know.
They might be. It's stolen chicken wings.
I just don't know if it's just new and they're just trying to feel their way around and get it all figured out.
Right.
Because the lady that took her order,
she
didn't really. I mean,
you didn't even tip her, did you?
But you got to kind of count the service into the restaurant.
Yeah, service.
Because if they're hiring the people,
I mean,
you
she was really
count.
Nice and friendly, and I was watching the owners with other patrons, and they were going, like I say, assume they're the owners because they had the English accents and were walking around talking to people.
What?
They were really nice.
Are they really British?
I think they are.
Yeah, there are
I don't
really
think they're
British. They're really British.
I don't think they're faking that.
Yeah, so. No. Okay. There's at least a couple of them there.
Wow.
A couple of Brits there, and
we could all go quiz them on British.
So
stuff.
1 to 5,
really
we'll give it a.
I give it a 3.
Let me know when
3.
You do that.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that I'm not there when you do.
Yeah. What? I give it a 3.
Go quiz the British people to see if they're.
You
got to
do that after you.
Are you
see if they, do you know Doctor Who?
Doctor Who?
Knock.
Who is the best Doctor Who?
How long was this scarf?
No one expects a what?
Yeah, exactly. We'll stick him in comfy chairs first, and then we'll interrogate
them. Give him a glass of port and a nice cigar.
Every answer they get wrong, we'll beat them with cushions.
Wow.
What is a giggle loop?
Anyway.
Remind me to piss Dan off at some point, because you're friendly.
It sounds delightful.
Well,
funny shoe, I'm going to put you in a comfy chair and beat you with a cushion.
No, Chad said he was going
to serving
you
a sporty.
Well, I almost got...
Well, he almost got the gammon steak,
the
which is a one-pound ham steak.
Damn right.
They can find a pig to get a ham.
They can only find half a pig.
The bacon's too difficult.
16 ounces of ham steak would last about 4 seconds on my plate.
The steak and ale pie sounded really good. I thought about getting that instead of the fish and chips. If I go next time, that's what I'm getting.
How about the desserts? We didn't even talk about
the desserts. Go ahead, talk about the desserts.
Desserts. All right. We have Queen Victoria's sopapilla.
Which is Mexican.
So obviously
rubbish.
Queen Victoria loves
rubbish.
Loves the Mexican. Loves the Mexican.
Would you like some toast?
They got Knickerbocker Glory, which is a 3-flavor ice cream sundae. God, that just sounds...
So it's like Neapolitan.
Probably.
Knickerbocker Glory. Strawberry jam tarts. Mm-hmm. Rhubarb pie.
Loose women with strawberry jam.
Tarts are about as British as anything gets.
Strawberry jam tarts. Loose women with strawberry jam. Hell yeah. I'll take that.
Maybe a strawberry shortcake of the horror.
They don't have spotted dick on there, which surprised me.
Well, this is Iowa.
Yeah. We would There's riot. A hair Spotted dick!
It's hard of
Let's burn this down.
Oh my god, another one.
If you wouldn't have said nothing, you would never have noticed. Okay, stuck that in on you.
Get the gas leak.
He doesn't even know, so it's fine. Keep going.
What I do.
What
I do.
You didn't do anything.
Okay.
Something about spotted dick.
Someone said
hair in
you
it.
Stuck Knickerbocker, in. And it just went to
yeah,
hell.
Yeah, I said Knickerbocker.
All right.
Bread and butter pudding? How boring.
That's they have that much old country buffet.
How about
is.
Sizzling apple pie?
They do.
I don't think of apple pie as sizzling.
And I don't well, think it's British either.
Make it hot.
No, you can't sell the apple bread. Pie. You got to sell the sizzle.
Yeah.
It's a sizzle.
It's marketing. I tell you, they're geniuses.
It's the apple pie made with Ritz's.
If apple pie is hissing, I'm going to be checking it for bugs.
Okay. Oh, they do Our have British to American translations. They have a small one right here.
Okay, go ahead.
Crisps are chips.
We figured that out.
Dur. Okay. Sweets.
Candy.
They're desserts.
Okay.
Wow.
Chips.
French fries.
Pudding.
Pudding.
Jello.
Custard. Warm vanilla. Jesus.
I am
Christ.
So confused just, by
yeah.
these
custard.
Amazing
Those
words.
Wait, wasn't he a general that lost to the Sioux?
Pudding can also be
No, he,
did, oh, that's right.
he didn't get sued.
No. He should have.
But he did lose.
Yeah, he did.
And they do like the South Sea, that's for sure.
Oh, they were down there a lot. Didn't you watch the Pirates of the Caribbean?
No.
Yeah, Jack Davenport.
East India Trading Company?
That's right.
Was on there.
And the guy at the very beginning of the first movie who took his change when he left the ship in the dock, that was a guy from, he was a regular on a show called LOLO in the 70s and 80s.
Cool. I've been watching another BBC show this week. It's a teenage drama, but it's not for teenagers unless you let your kids
skin.
Do drugs. Skins.
Yeah. I tried watching that. The accents are hardcore.
Well, it's very hardcore accents.
Wow.
But there's nudity, there's drug use, there's all sorts of...
So it's a comedy.
Well, there's a little bit. It's one of the main
it's
characters...
It's an after-school special
did you guys
going
ever
on.
See that, Hugh Grant
I'm
movie?
Pregnant. Really?
Did you ever see that Hugh Grant movie about a boy?
Yes.
No.
Okay, well,
no.
It's got the boy from About a Boy, but he's now a teenager.
Nothing in that movie sounds like something I would watch.
Well,
Hugh Grant
About
boy.
A Boy.
Yeah.
I liked it. I cried.
The girl that played Tonks in Harry Potter was the older sister.
Yeah.
Tonks. Did you watch It Crowd? What did you think of that?
I watched all episodes.
Isn't
it
that great?
It Crowd was awesome.
That is the best thing you've ever
it
turned
hilarious.
Me on to.
I've turned you on to a lot of things.
I like the one part where the computer was on fire.
The screensaver is amazing.
It's amazing screensaver.
I love how you got the smoke to come out of the top. Yeah. It's amazing.
Right, I like sold. My favorite probably is when he's reading the letter and he has the revolver. He's like, "This is the case I shot myself." Which, but you know by now I jumped out a window.
That's awesome. You gotta watch it.
Or the one where he told the boss that his computer would respond to him talking
yeah.
to it.
Yeah. Oh, well, we came up here just to tell you we installed a new voice command system. It might take a little while.
Just keep at it.
The first episode
Hello,
when
computer.
She's talking on the phone. What are you here for? Plug your phone in.
Yeah.
Clicking away on the keyboard. What are you doing down there? Plugging your computer.
Hello.
It works just fine.
Computer.
Oh.
That one guy just keeps on getting really hurt, like with the head wound.
Yeah.
And what happened to him the other time in the
Roy?
Beginning?
Yeah. Well, he got the head wound.
Got a heel through his hand.
Yeah. Yeah, he got trapped under a desk once.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to be...
So,
I got a gun!
Yeah.
So does he just keep getting hurt, like, every
episode? Not every episode. It calms
That's
down
one of those
later.
Shows I really wish would have went longer than, like, the three seasons.
Is it done?
It's
yeah.
done,
It's
yeah.
a British thing.
You know, that's something about British shows. They either last
it's
three
seasons,
or 30
episodes.
Yeah, there's...
Yeah. I think Kevin said it last week when he said they have a story to tell, and once they're done,
they're done.
Yeah.
Only 18 episodes.
But I like how they end things. I mean, you don't have to...
You have no danger of being canceled before your time because your show's not going to be on that long. I mean,
American awesome. TV, they're just scared to ever end anything.
Well, yeah.
So.
Well, if they're making
or let it get started.
Yeah, or let it get started. That's so true.
Well, yeah, by the time it gets started. Or like if it's on Fox.
Like
by the time it gets started.
South then NBC, then Jay Leno screws everything past 9 o'clock. And
or they won't even
Fox
air it in the right order.
If the Fox. Maker is Joss Whedon and he has a show on Fox, they're going to screw it up and then they're going to cancel it.
And then he has to scramble together the end and then you get Angel Season 5.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there's a lot
of I mean, what pisses me off that they start a really good show and then, you know, it might not get the support that you think it should have. I go back to the example of Love Monkey, which probably nobody watched.
Nope.
But it had the guy who played Tom from The Tom Show, Tom on NBC. I think that's what it was, Tom. I don't know. Anyway, he was a music A&R guy. It was a cool show. It was really good. It had Judy Greer in it. Who's okay. on
what
every,
show was this?
Are you talking about Tom?
I was talking about Love Monkey.
Love Monkey, okay.
Love Monkey, good show. It also had Jason Priestley in it.
You're where you said Tom like six times. You only said but Love Monkey once.
Love Monkey, Love Monkey, Love Monkey. But it had really awesome. What I liked about
it. Got a hair in
it. Got a hair in it. What I loved about it is it had a lot of cameos from musicians who at the time were a little lesser known, and the one of the actors in the show had a really popular song off of the show, but the song was more popular than the show was. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of
Mountain
artists that were on the show. Exactly. Mountain Dew,
Diet, Large Mountain Dew, Medium Diet, Diet Pepsi.
Pepsi, yes. But a lot of good people were on the show. So,
what a large Mountain Dew and a medium Mountain Dew.
Ben Folds was on there.
And screw Kevin.
Screw Kevin.
He's going to like Mountain Dew.
Kevin.
Actually, that's what I'm drinking today. But
on this topic, my husband Lisa watched her first three episodes of Doctor Who this week.
Ah, what'd she think?
She didn't want to like it. But yeah, the new ones.
Series one?
Yeah. She didn't want to like it. And she didn't want to watch it at all until I told her that my oldest daughter likes it. And pretty much everything Ashley likes, Lisa likes. So she watched the first three episodes. She goes, I am not adverse to continuing to watch this, which is about as high a praise as you can get for a geek show like that from her.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen the new Doctor Who's from 2005 and on, you should. They're on
Netflix.
How
many Doctors have there been since the series 1?
They're on number 11 right now.
Since series 11?
No.
Or since series 1? And the new Doctor Who's, they're on the 11th Doctor?
Oh, no. Overall, 11 Doctors.
Okay.
The series 1 started with Doctor 9.
Doctor 9,
yeah,
right.
And they never showed what happened to Doctor 8, which is all speculation and joy. But the Doctor 9 was on for one season, and then David Tennant came in as the 10th Doctor, and he was there for three seasons and then four movies. And
so how many are left? How many?
You can regenerate 12 times, which means 13 total Doctors. They're on the 11th, so two more, but there's always a loophole.
Could you imagine? Like
master,
he gets reset or something.
Well, the Master actually did. He had his 12th generation, died, and they did some genetic thing to him and changed him into a new species that could do something very much like the Doctors could, and then he managed to get back to the Time Lord thing, and it's all very convoluted and stupid, but yeah.
The thing that cracks, can be done. The thing that cracks me up about Doctor Who is... a lot of people that you would think would watch Doctor Who. I mean, you go to a sporting event, any sporting event, and the theme song for Doctor Who is played, and everybody goes nuts. And what cracks me up is all these sportos who you know probably never even heard of Doctor Who are chanting, Doctor Who! I mean, you know, hey, you suck! You know, that it's the Doctor Who theme song. It's like, gotta love it. Gotta love it. It's like the geeks get the revenge.
Well, there's a lot
of sporting events. How about them Panthers?
You and I Panthers. Hey,
Kansas going down?
You know,
wait, what?
Are we talking about sports?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Okay,
you know Dan Mann Sports Talk.
New segment.
Okay, when I worked for Fox TV, I had a lot of access to the U and I Panthers basketball team because that's usually what we were there filming.
Yep.
And so before the games, I got to watch their warm-ups. I got a couple of the guys knew the coaches, and I was able to hang out with
the guys.
He was
pivot man.
He was confident.
I don't know. No, I was not a confidant or anything like that. But I got to say, Ben Jacobson's a hell of a coach. I predict that this will be his last year at UNI. I think he's going to take Todd's job.
No.
He's not even a candidate.
You and I can afford to throw more money
at him. He's not even a candidate for...
I think he should be. That's my prediction.
Now, Greg McDermott, one of the other coaches, is a candidate.
McDermott's a butthole.
Might be a butthole, but he's got...
Hey, guys, you know these are wrong.
I don't care.
Yeah. I don't think he's... He's probably listening.
Greg's going to listen.
Oh, that'll
but when he left UNI, everybody turned on him. You know, and Jacobson stepped up and took over. I think that... He's one hell of a coach.
Yeah.
I basketball. Agree. I think he's a great coach.
And I think, you know, who they're going against, Michigan State.
Yeah.
What do you think their chances are?
They just beat Kansas.
I would say pretty good. Pretty good?
I didn't watch the game. Did anybody watch the game here?
The Kansas game?
No. See, I wanted to know, were they just really lucky and were
no, they basically
or?
They were
no,
2 points. They won. And keep they were winning every Kansas, second right? except for the first 40 seconds. They were ahead.
Yeah.
So I mean, you can't get lucky
they
that long of
the
game.
A better game.
Yeah. No, they're a hell of a team.
And that's the thing about college. You know, anybody can really win.
And the thing is, Kansas. I don't know how serious they were taking.
But they were number one.
They were number one.
They were overall number one.
Yeah,
for that bracket, yeah.
They have screwed up the brackets for
a lot of people were taking Kansas to win the whole thing.
I picked Kansas to win the whole thing.
They've screwed up the brackets for like everyone.
It ruined my entire brackets. Them and Villanova losing cost me all my brackets.
Georgetown losing was another bracket buster.
Yeah, I heard Xavier's still in.
Because I can remember Obama picking his brackets. And I remember Obama's where he put Kansas at the top. Yeah. And I'm like, yep, Obama's wrong.
Wow.
And now we don't need to go there. Let's stick with sports.
Yeah. But so the Iowa women's basketball, they're doing pretty good,
the
too.
The Iowa women
government
beat
talk with Chad Campbell.
And they're playing.
Next
tip-off
sports.
Is in 28 minutes.
Hey,
yeah,
at the sports desk with Brian.
Yeah.
How about that UNI Panthers?
Yeah.
How about you want to talk Iowa women's basketball?
Tell us a little about Iowa women's basketball.
They got great fundamentals.
Great coach.
Lisa Bluter is a wonderful coach. She's not a C. Vivian Stringer like Iowa had back in the day, but she's a class act. I met her a few times.
Isn't she that nappy-headed hoe?
No, oh, that was Vivian and her team.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, well, and then they played on Sunday.
I would be like Don Imus.
Rutgers.
Yeah. Oh, I got it.
It's hard to watch Rutgers play without thinking about that stupid incident. But I got to say that after Vivian handled the situation, it was a very
I think it's hard to watch play anyway
situation.
Since it's women.
What?
And they're doing sports.
I don't really care for women.
I don't. You know what? The Iowa women's basketball team kicks major butt.
They do. Actually, I used to go. We used to go to their games because we couldn't afford the men's tickets.
Right.
So we're like, I was going to the women's basketball games.
You know what's funny?
That's back when Vivian Stringer was there. So.
They were a number one team for 20-some really weeks good. In a row. Yeah. Yeah. And nowadays, the women's team, they get more attendance than the men's games.
That's
pretty
hard, considering that men's team
that
sucks.
That would be why they probably, you know, part one of the reasons why they fired Todd Licklider.
Yeah, I think that's probably
bottom line is
they wasn't putting, it's a business.
It is a business.
Yeah. I'm not, like, I know nothing about basketball. I know you got the big orange thing you put in the big red thing. And you're not supposed to step across the line, and that's about it. But I would be a better coach than Licklider.
I think you probably would be.
I would.
I mean, but did you see his son? He's built like I am, and he's playing basketball. And college level.
It gives hope.
Yeah. It gives hope to fat
kids everywhere.
Yeah.
Cardio my ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as your dad's a coach.
I just think it's interesting that some
exactly
people.
That's exactly what that is. As long as your dad's the coach.
There was a
play.
Facebook post a while back that someone put out there was like, should Licklider be fired? And of course, I'm like, hell yeah, it's been 3 years.
Yeah.
Well, then you have to get the ones, give him a chance.
He's had a chance.
If you had someone that worked for you for 3 years and sucked, maybe next year. Who knows?
Yeah.
Let's let him go a little bit longer.
Well, you got to build up your program. I mean, I know there's a lot of people that'll say, you know, fire him, but still, you got to build up your program. But his program was not showing any.
It did
3 years
better.
Without even an NIT tournament.
It got worse every damn.
It did.
Year.
It did get worse.
Steve Alford put
Steve
that team
Alford,
on a downward spiral.
Steve Alford lost 3 games this year at New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
But didn't he take a lot of his recruits with him?
He's probably got crooks playing for him.
They're still playing at least.
Yeah. How
they just haven't gotten caught robbing McDonald's or
robbing McDonald's and
not saying. Don't get me wrong. I believe Steve Alford should have been fired.
As long as they
don't
bring their gats on the court, it's all good. I mean, if that makes the playing field a little unlevel,
then it becomes NBA. Alive. Then
if you're going for a rebound and someone shoots you in the knee,
that's actually professional basketball you're thinking of.
Yeah, that is.
And gives Longshot a new that's for sure.
Why you got a scope on that 44? I like Fallout 3.
Huh? We should have just gave you the silent treatment.
did you listen? I put the crickets behind it.
Did you? No, I haven't got to that point yet.
Yeah.
I've never ever laid a turd like that.
I gotta say that was my favorite.
Oh, okay. So I have to.
Oh, Fallout. Oh, I know that one.
So we're talking about turds now.
Yeah, we are actually talking about turds now. Because I heard the funniest thing. My friend, I was up visiting friends in Waterloo this weekend, and I got explained what a happening was.
Okay, what's happening?
Happening is when
happening
you,
or happening
when you actually exceed the water level in the toilet with the turd.
What?
That is a happening. Apparently, at some point, he was out drinking. He came running in and goes, "Everyone, there's been a happening." And they go in, and sure enough, there's the tippy top dry in the boat.
Oh my god!
So now,
YouTube Bono Turley.
I don't know. But I'm just hoping in my life there is a happening.
I don't ever want to have a happening.
There's been a happening.
One day someone's going to text me a picture of a happening. I'm afraid.
I'm like, oh my god.
Oh my god, Kevin.
I might just eat like 5 boxes of Life cereal and just go down.
Colon blow.
You'll just sit there with fiber, a box of fiber, one cereal.
Just think about it. It has to be hard, otherwise you'll never breach the water.
You're just chewing on cardboard boxes. And,
colon blow.
It happened.
Hey, what's happening?
Anyway, I had to get that in there because it was a funny.
I lived through that. I stopped reading for a little bit there. Are you all right there, Corey?
I'm crying.
You need some ploppy
chest pain.
Sounds
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, a little bit.
My wife's
a
nurse.
Is way high.
You want me to get her?
No.
Ask her if she's ever encountered a happening.
God.
What's happening?
I hope not.
Nice.
Oh. God.
So, I don't understand what you said. What exactly is happening again?
It's a breach of the toilet water.
All
right. And I'm not talking about the coil that lays up and out. I'm talking a pile.
It's a
pile built.
Oh, it's a pile
built. A mound.
It's a poo island.
So yeah. They're sinkers.
Yeah.
They're sinkers. On top of each other. They're not floaters.
It's not one log continuously reaching up. It's a pile. Much like a mound.
I get it now.
I've never.
You
had
put a little palm tree on top of it, it'd be an island.
Out of all people,
I've
you
had
should
a couple
be able to.
Yeah. I've had a couple of them. That turned up to me and said, "No."
Have you ever had to get a stick to break it up before?
I had one with knuckles. That was pretty awful.
You can see the fingers moving.
It's doing this.
Jess, send you that. Did I send you the picture of the little creepy guy sticking his head out the toilet?
No.
It's
yes,
from a
did.
Movie called
yes.
Ghoulies.
Yes,
Ghoulies. I remember that.
Yes, nice.
Little green.
I understand. Ladies and gentlemen, there's been a happening.
God.
Please send us your pictures.
This is www.canmanshow.com.
No. Butters, what's your email address?
So are we done with Canman's Health Corner?
You know what? We'll get Corey Osborne back again from last week. Send your hate mail to Corey at sitenation.com.
It's Oz at sitenation.com.
You can send mail for this episode to the happening.
Send that to Oz at sitenation.com.
But the best thing apparently was the happening movie. Was coming out at the same time, so he was all sorts of confused when he went to see it. There's no poop in this.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Yeah, the whole thing was a giant pile of poop.
Are you kidding? It poked out the water.
It ran over the sides there.
So today's episode will be called The Happening.
Happening.
Oh, jeez.
And it had a hair in the middle of it.
Yeah. It's got a hair in it. It's got a hair in it.
Oh, you have to have the opera sound there.
God, yeah, you got to have the falsetto.
My face hurts.
Yeah. It's killing me.
Wow.
God.
So,
man.
I auditioned for a play yesterday.
Really? What?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Still Life with Iris. Did Amy audition
for it? She didn't, but the Holly and Brian both auditioned for it.
Did they?
Yeah.
Sounds like a comedy.
It's kind of...
It sounds really neat.
It's kind of a cool sounding play. It's a Wizard of Oz. It's like a... Alice in Wonderland kind of play. It's about a little girl who...
It's kind of like Alice in Wonderland and meets Hitchhiker to the Galaxy.
Kind of, yeah. So, basically, what I understand happens is that she loses her memory and at the same time she gets lost somewhere. So, I don't know. But I think the audition went all right. I'll find out tomorrow if I get called back.
Are you trying for Iris?
Yeah, totally.
Sweet.
Totally. I wouldn't mind playing her dad. I think that'd be fun. But who knows? Who knows? But Tim's wife, Stephanie, she auditioned. She was a little nervous about auditioning. And I'm like, what are you nervous about? Get up there and do it. And she did. It was good. And wow, the show's just starting. Did my computer crash or something?
Yeah, I think it's done.
No. Oh, crazy. Oh well.
Turn the tape over.
Yeah.
We've had another. We're still
happening. We've had another happening with the live feed. So anything else exciting go on this week? Watch anything else fun?
I'm gonna rush home and
watch Iowa women's basketball at 8:30.
All right, I'll wrap it up. I did see a movie. Started watching part of it yesterday. The Transmorphers.
Oh, on Netflix streaming. And, Duck?
Corey walks into the
That wouldn't have been
light.
So funny, but Chad just go mentioned something about a bad movie.
Go towards the light. Go towards the light, Corey.
You and your blind and one-itis. But we watched Transmorphers, and I lasted about 20 minutes into it.
It was a big pile happening.
You made it a lot further than I did.
I got to say, the little cell phone that transformed, I thought was all right, but... Yeah, it was the high
They spent their whole budget moment. On that.
It was totally spent on that. Corey, you got anything else?
I got nothing.
Games for Troops. How about update on that?
No, nothing. No.
No?
No. 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 The usual things of... No. No, seriously. No. I did actually get...
You had me worried there for a second. Like, what
the
hell?
It's the anti-Semite corner with Dan Alpers.
Just trying not to...
Hi, Kavoska.
Spark a situation similar to last week.
Oh, come on.
I will not bring up Viva Pinata, I promise.
Yes, please. Thank you.
So did you get any new interesting things?
No, I haven't checked the boxes yet. I'm going to let them sit for a while and...
Pile up.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Is it like wait for a lobster? You wait for it to soak a little bit?
You're going
to
find body parts in there.
I said not a word.
Be sure to drop off your games... Use games.
It sounds like we might actually be expanding, too. I just got an email yesterday. An individual is willing to start collecting books for Troops as well.
So books they would and like games.
To kind of piggyback off of our initiative and see where that takes us. So maybe we'll start Very taking cool. book donations as well.
That's a great idea. Books
When's
and games.
Magazines
and...
for Troops coming out.
I don't know.
Is that Sometime. Copyrighted?
There's drop-off boxes on 6th Street and Blair's Ferry Road.
And they're taking...
Not yet. No, just kidding.
Board games and video games and...
Right now, I'm not really going for board games just yet because of the sheer size. Yeah. But
right.
Card games, miniature games, video game cartridges, /DVDs, /CDs, whatever they call the discs that video games come on nowadays.
Nice.
I call them discs.
And,
yeah.
You're creative.
Yeah.
I'll throw out a more formal announcement once we decide how we're going to handle the books situation.
Crazy.
So things are getting bigger and better all the time. And actually, I just got an email from Kat Tabor yesterday.
Cool.
She's kind of consulting us. For those of you that don't know, Kat Tabor is the voice of Padme Amidala on The Clone Wars.
Very
she's
cool.
kind of consulting us on the whole process, how to ship things over, because she's got gamesforsoldiers.com, where she's trying to do something very similar on a less grand scale, simply because she's not a non-profit organization, whereas we are, so any donations are... Tax deductible.
You got to get her on the show, dude. See if she'll come on.
I might have to
tell her you know Ryan Schoenhardt.
Yeah, tell her. Yeah, Ryan Schoenhardt, man. He's the Star Wars geek of the universe. He'll take
the
on
player
anybody.
In the Star Wars universe.
Speaking of Ryan, we all. Does anybody here know about the EU versus?
Oh yeah, the EU extended universe versus
exactly. Yeah,
expanded universe.
Expanded.
There was
whatever.
Mention of an argument about the EU versus or people supporters of the EU versus people that are not supporters.
They're gonna be a fight.
The Star Wars EU. Yeah, they're gonna
be the
lock hands together
ever.
And they'll play Michael Jackson music
not
in the
sorry,
background with their
the
zipper jackets.
Funny fighter would be Star Wars guys versus
it'd
the Star Trek guys.
Probably be like the Sharks versus the Jets.
Yeah, it'd be the Jets and the Sharks, and they'll be, you know, doing what they need to do.
I'm an EU guy, so it's cool.
Oh,
right on.
Okay. Anyway, so it's been argued about on the Force Cast, which is the pretty much next to official podcast. It's not official.
Will there be a civil war on the Force Cast?
I would love to see it. No, there has been civil war type arguments. And then the situation was brought up recently on a podcast called Geek Out Loud.
Pulling it down. Yeah. Oh, it's still
brought on George Lucas, a big thing about Yahoo.
Really?
About how people are starting to revolt against Lucas
because of the Mandalorian situation,
Mandalorian thing, and everything else.
Yeah,
and he just goes back and changes stuff.
So
they're revolting against Lucas.
Now, Geek Out Loud,
rise up!
The latest episode of Geek Out Loud is going to express their views on the situation as well. And the reason I'm explaining all of this, and after everybody has fallen asleep,
it is Ryan's fault.
Is because Ryan brought it up.
Yes.
On rebelscum.com.
What did he say exactly? I can't remember what he said.
I don't remember what Ryan said. We'll have to get Ryan involved in the show to really explain the situation. But the gist of it is Kyle Newman, director of Fanboys, has pretty much said, if you are not a fan, if you don't support everything Star Wars, you are not a hardcore fan.
He says
true
if you don't
fan.
Support everything that Lucas does.
Right,
like, you have to follow Lucas undyingly to be a true fan.
To be a true fan.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Actually, I believe that if you don't follow everything that I do, you're not a true fan.
Yeah.
Thank God I'm a true fan, then.
I know. Lucas.
Yeah. I can't wait for that Kool-Aid
that
afterwards.
That's what I'm waiting to happen as 2012 gets closer, is the Kool-Aid parties that'll start happening. Freaks will go around killing each other.
I'm going to have a Crystal Light party.
Crystal.
Nice.
I want to be healthy and die at the same time.
You got to bring it into 2000, you know, Crystal Light parties. Kool-Aid, that is so like Jonestown.
So right? Oh, yeah. Right there.
That was Roanoke.
Cock!
Old school.
All right.
Well, wait, I'm not done yet. Maybe I want to do something. I just want to say, look for Comics in Action coming up pretty soon at Cranky Hank's Pizza.
Wow.
Cranky Hank's Pizza. Yeah, really?
And the two other locations I'm not saying yet.
All right.
Is it the one over by the...
It's the only one.
Driver's license place? Is that where that is?
No, it's
where Happy Joe's Pizza used to be at Lindale Mall.
Okay, thank you.
Lower level by the...
The gifty shop.
Yeah.
Nook and Cranny.
Cram your nookie.
The crook and nanny.
Yeah, something like that. Now, Kevin, real quick before we end the show, you had a
really cool
idea.
Oh, now
you
want to keep it going on.
No, I do now. I do now. You got a PS3, and you also have, you know, well-known for
your Xbox. You have also angered Ryan.
Xbox exploits. How would you compare the two, and which, at this point, do you feel, I mean, is it comparing apples to oranges or apples to apples? Which do you feel is it, you know...
I like the Xbox. If you like playing online games,
yep.
Xbox is going to be the way you go.
Okay.
As for the PlayStation, the thing that surprises me the most is like I'll get a game from Blockbuster. I'll bring it home. I'll throw it in. And then there'll be a 20-minute download before I can actually play the game. And then if there's an online patch for it as well, then I'll have to patch it as well. So you could be going 30 minutes before you actually play the game.
That's... Plenty of time to throw, say, the orange box into the Xbox 360. While
I could do that. I mean, I really could. But it's like a computer.
It's also a good time to procrastinate.
Yeah. Procrastinate?
Yeah. That's where if you have something to do, but you really don't want to do it, so you just masturbate.
Oh, that's not what I've been doing.
All the time.
You're a procrastinator.
That's awesome.
Afterward, just
carry on, Kevin.
I'm just trying to think of that.
So basically, though, but with an Xbox, you can just pop the disc in. There might be a 2-second update.
There might be a minute or two download for the Xbox.
Right.
But also, I can't imagine downloading a movie and watching it on the PlayStation. I mean, there's a lot more movies on the PlayStation.
Because they have a Sony library.
Yeah, yeah. So I just see a lot more selection of movies, but the downloads take so long that... it would almost take you a day or so to really download like a high def movie.
Does PS3 have the internet browser?
Yes, it does, but it's worthless.
So you can't like just go to Hulu and grab
it's
something.
Like using the Wii browser.
No, Hulu does work on PS3 because I had someone test it for me.
Well, I mean, I tried it on and it's, you know, I guess if I had the chat pad, like their version of the chat pad for the PlayStation 3, it might work a little bit better, but you know, not having a mouse and having to click through all the links.
Yeah, that would suck.
Like, if you have a lot of links on a page, I mean, you have to use a joystick to, like, click through all of the links. It just jumps to the next closest link.
No, that's stupid.
It takes like, forever. Also, they don't make it the whole size of the screen. They, like, cut it down to, like, a box size on the thing. So, it's like, I have to, like, get up close to the TV, which I bought a 40-inch TV so I could...
Yeah,
you know, take advantage of the real estate, which You know, that's I got crazy. The black bars on the sides. What the hell is this about?
Yeah.
Yeah. You
know. Back in my day, we had cartridges. And to make them work, we blew in them.
We blew in them.
I was reading an article.
And blew them.
That was a universal
on,
thing.
On CNN. On CNN
it was universal, but every one of them had a different way of doing it.
There were some. You guys check your collection of NES games. There are some of them that are worth like $60,000.
If you have mint in box.
One guy was saying $40,000 for one of the games. There's an article on CNN.com about these rare video games that somebody bought like for $5,000. I'm like,
dude. Do you see the look in my eye?
Yeah, you've got a whole bunch of NES games.
What games are we talking
There's
about?
One.
I'll post a link on the show notes so you can see.
I may not have to get a job.
Sports games.
The last one I saw was some game. There's only like four of them made because it had some flaw in it. And the girl didn't have any idea. She posted it on there. And all of a sudden the bidding went up to like $60,000.
Amazing. Hmm. It's just something she threw on eBay or
She wanted to get like $25 for the whole system. And all of a sudden she's like a thousandaire.
Wow. That's awesome.
She could buy $60,000
meals. I'll bet you she had a happening that time.
I would have had a happening all over my chair.
I've heard of games here and there that...
Get that damn
there's a hair on
damn
you.
Damn it, there's a fuzz.
Please lick your finger.
This is Velcro, and you had fuzz on it.
I really hope you now spit on a napkin and wipe him down.
Ask him to do it.
I told him to try and get it himself, but it wouldn't happen.
Hey, Chad, was there a hair in it?
There was a hair in it. Shut up. Now if there's a hair in the happening, that's a happening hair.
I think you ate something wrong.
My butt just clenched when he said that. My butt
or I ate
clenched.
Something very, very right.
Yeah, very right. If hair in your food's wrong,
what the hell
I don't want to be right.
About? I don't even
know. I don't know. Let's end the show tonight. This has been episode 79. Next week, episode 80. Tonight, because I miss Timmy, I'm going to play Drama Queen since I haven't played in a while. So enjoy, and thanks so much for listening. See you next whenever.
Wear my heart upon your sleeve. I pinned it there when you were fast asleep. You've no idea how much it bleeds, but I think by now you've figured out that I'm a drama queen. Yes, I'm a drama queen. Yes, I'm a drama queen. You roll your eyes at every compliment I send your way. Well, I know you don't believe them, but I hope you're flattered anyway. I've no idea how you're putting up with me, but thanks for the attention and audience is all I need, 'cause I'm a drama queen. Yes, I'm a drama queen. Raise the curtains, dim the lights. Damn it, I forgot my lines. A tragedy right from the start. Self-inflicted, broken heart. Drama queen. Yes, I'm a drama queen. The show is over, take a bow. It's time to make my exit, but I guess I don't know how. The spotlight's shining, so I stand and stare. And there's no standing ovation, but I guess I really don't care. 'Cause I'm a drama queen. Yes, I'm a drama queen. I love the drama, and I'll always make the scene. Yes, I'm a drama queen.
Yeah.
Woo!
Okay.
I love you, Timmy.
Yeah, I love you too.
Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man.
Can Man Show.
I can try. Let's see.
I love the Can Man Show. I love the Can Man, don't you know? Download it on iTunes, that'd be sweet. We need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
There we go.
Cock!
Oh my goodness.